Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Like still trying to get over his dad's death or whatever.
They gotta clean out his office is the idea. And it was just like totally not like, you know what, dude? Oh, I'm so sorry your dad died. I'm gonna clean out. No, you gotta do that by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you, buddy.
Like, oh wow, that sounds like something you should go through yourself and like really kind of get centered.
Unless you want me to steal shit.
Yeah, totally.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because like you don't know what's in here. Mm-hmm. So if I stumble on stuff, and listen, Harry, you're kind of a dickhead.
Yeah.
I might steal cool things from your dead dad's office.
Hey, where'd you get that cool bomber jacket?
Oh, nowhere.
Hey, where'd you get my father's medals?
Nowhere. The Purple Heart.
Where did you get my mother's passport? That's odd.
Oh, man.
My mother's ashes.
Sick.
No, that's not. No, that's just a vase, dude. Here, look, I'll show you. Pour a bunch of water in it, put some flowers in.
I mean, honestly, why else have rich friends?
Yeah.
If you're not going to steal their fucking precious family memorabilia, why even have them?
So Toby, my God, yeah. Peter Parker, voiced by Neil Patrick
Toby
Harris.
Parker.
Doing his best Toby Maguire impression, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Kirk Connors on the way home runs into some sort of a criminal, like just an anonymous criminal.
It's a little like Spider-Man universe wannabe guy.
Is this the motorcycle guy with a shotgun about to fucking take down this armored car?
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Thankfully, they don't give him a stupid name, though.
Well, Kirk Connors knows the armored car guy. He's like, hey, Terry, how's it going?
The armored car guy is like, you're leaving your office at a different time tonight. I always park the armored car on the street at this hour. I don't know.
Every time I see, if you ever walk in the city, whenever they clean out the MetroCard machines, there's always the guy with the gun and the thing. I'm always like, how do I steal it? Like, I always have that impulse of like, what if I rush it and I get all this MetroCard money?
Yeah.
Which is probably like $90.
You'll be killed instantly.
Yeah, so you just want to die.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Definitely, like, whenever you see a cop and you're walking behind them and you, like, see the gun.
Yes.
And you're betting yourself. I bet you if I went for it, I could get it out faster than they could stop me and could shoot this cop right now.
What?
Well, you know, just a hypothetical.
No, I'm kind of with Eric on this one.
Sadly. Right, because you're like showing me a bomb.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like the shiny bomb. I'm like, I could end my life and others around me.
It's a big red button. You know what I mean?
Like,
do I push the big red button?
You.
Do I not push the big red button? I get that.
It's just
button talk.
We're not going to do it, baby. Sure. It's just button talk.
But you're right, though, Steve, because New York City, these dudes cleaning out these fucking collection things at the MetroCard stations, talk about shot in the back over a matter of $80.
Well, it's all fucking credit cards. Yeah, you're not
going
to get it. Exactly. Or you'll get like $1,000 or maybe $100 in like dollar Sacagawea coins.
Yeah, great. You want to lug those things around.
You're forgetting a huge demographic of New York. The paper bag with the newspaper, the plastic bag with newspapers contingency that will use quarters at the fucking MetroCard station.
Yeah, it's the people who they shouldn't be allowed to leave their rent stabilized apartment.
Exactly.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.